You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, hosted by Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. Our topic for today's show, we actually have two topics. The topic is the ultimate world cruise. We'll get into that in the second half of the show. But for the radio portion of the show, we're going to talk about travel apartheid. And what travel apartheid is the fact that with the emergence of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus, which has come about, countries across the globe has rushed to close their borders to travelers from Southern Africa, even in the absence of scientific information about whether such measures were necessary or likely to be effective in stopping the virus spread. And these recent travel bans imposed on South Africa and neighboring countries in response to the discovery of this Omicron variant in Southern Africa has hammered the country's safari business, already hit hard by the pandemic. So South Africa's tourism industry suffered more than a 70% drop in foreign tourists in 2020, with COVID-19 blamed for the drop from about 15 million visitors in 2019 to less than 5 million in 2020. Tourism employs about 4.7% of South Africa's workforce. And Britain, which is the largest source of tourists to South Africa, had lifted its red list travel restrictions on South Africa in October, and the safari operators were beginning to see an improved outlook for the holiday season in 2022. But then the news of the Omicron struck, bringing a new round of international restrictions on flights. So that's what today's show is going to be about. The radio show, we're going to talk about these travel bans and how the president in that area from Africa is calling it a travel apartheid. He's calling it a travel apartheid. So my did you know is, of course, the recent discovery of a new COVID-19 variant in Southern Africa has prompted swift and crippling travel bans and restrictions on the region that many experts believe will ultimately do more harm than good. While there's certainly much more to learn about Omicron, regressing back to closed borders promises to be counterproductive. And the amazing part about all this is that the World Health Organization, WHO, recently cautioned against travel bans, noting that travel restrictions may play a role in slightly reducing the spread of COVID-19, but place a heavy burden on lives and livelihoods. There's very little use of these bans because the horse has probably already left the barn. And as you know, this new variant is traveling around the world. It's been located here in the U.S. in San Francisco, and it was already in Europe. So to have these travel bans doesn't do any good because the horse has already left the barn. And I go back and refer to how COVID-19 originally started. If they would have handled it correctly, COVID-19 ground zero was probably in November of 2019. It was definitely in November 2019, but it wasn't discovered until around December the 8th. And by the time we closed our borders, it was in February. So closing the borders is causing more negative impact from an economic standpoint. And researchers have also warned that they can provide a false sense that the virus is being contained and can lead to less scientific transparency, as health officials must be wary of disclosing information that could potentially prompt harmful travel restrictions. Enacting travel restrictions creates an illusion of safety, but without enhanced COVID-19 testing, mass enforcement, and vaccination efforts, it does little to combat the spread of the virus. The virus spreads too quickly. So what's the logic? Is it the optics that the global leaders want to show that they're doing something and looking out after their population? Ultimately, it's self-defeating because it's counterproductive. It makes it harder to work with affected countries. It's expensive and drains resources from organizations to implement travel bans, when what we really should be doing is helping the affected countries where Omicron potentially originated. So the World Travel and Tourism Council is in agreement that travel bans are a poor response to the Omicron. Rather than, so such countries as South Africa, which rely heavy on strong travel and tourism, we should be applauding them for identifying this new variant so quickly. Until we fully understand this new variant, we must focus on prioritizing the world distribution of vaccines while adopting sensible measures such as wearing masks and social distancing. Without scientific information, what we have going on today is what's called travel apartheid. And some of the new measures that's taking place in the U.S. is that there's a new mask mandate which has been extended to March 18th, 2022, and it applies to all public transportation, including buses, trains, airplanes, and terminals. And the new testing requirements for international travel used to be you have to have a test done 3 days before you travel. Well, since this new variant, they have changed it to 1 day before you travel. So it's just that we need to be a little bit more cautious about the travel bans that they put in place, because it's crippling certain areas of the world. And the best example I have is Japan. Japan has gone further than most other countries so far, announcing that the world's third largest economy would be closed off to travelers from everywhere. And the result of that is that the country has brought tourists since early in the pandemic, even as most of the rest of the world started to travel again. And it had only tentatively opened this month to business travelers and students, despite recording the highest vaccination rate among the world's large wealthiest nations. And after seeing its coronavirus caseload plunge by 99% since August, now as the doors are slammed shut again, Japan provides a case study of the human and economic costs of closing those borders. Over the many months that Japan had been isolated, thousands of life plans has been suspended, leaving couples, students, academic researchers, and workers in limbo. So we just have to be aware that these travel bans are causing a travel apartheid, which is crippling the economy. So this just in, African nations face blame and travel ban as Omicron variant circles the globe, with countries trying to close their doors to the new coronavirus variant. Southern African officials know that the West hoarding of vaccines helped create this struggle in the first place. Nations in Southern Africa protest bitterly as more of the world's wealthiest countries cut them off from travel, renewing a debate over border closures from the earliest days of the coronavirus pandemic and compounding the problem facing poorly vaccinated countries. Africa is definitely a poorly vaccinated country. Someplace I read that their vaccination rate is up to 30%. I'm sorry, is up to 36%. The new coronavirus was first detected in South Africa and has put governments on edge after South Africa announced a surge of cases, plunging countries into the most uncertain moment of this pandemic since the highly contagious Delta variant took hold this spring. As in the early days of Delta, the political alarm spread quickly across the world, with officials trading blame over how the failures of the global vaccination effort were allowing the virus to mutate, bearing a worrying numbers of mutations that researchers feel can make it spread easily, leaving in its wake what scientists estimated to be thousands of cases in Southern Africa and tens of hundreds more globally. One nation after another shut its doors to Southern Africa, even as they spurred public health measures that scientists said were far more urgently needed to take on the new variant. So basically what it's saying is, instead of sending vaccines, nations are closing its borders to Africa, to South Africa. And what's really needed in South Africa is vaccines. Someplace I read only 36% of Africans are vaccinated, where around the world, you know, it's in leading countries is 50, 56, 60%. So the cascade of travel closures triggers a wave of resentment among Africans who believe that the continent was yet again bearing the brunt of policies from Western countries which had failed to deliver vaccines and the resources to deliver them. Richer countries having already hoarded vaccines for much of 2021 were now penalizing parts of the world that they had starved of shots in the first place. Delaying vaccinations in South Africa risks the emergence of new variants. It feels like these rich countries have learned absolutely nothing in the terms of support. And that's the reason why we call it travel apartheid. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, and the show is hosted by Ricky Tires from Tires, Tours, and Travel. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about the Ultimate World Cruise, which is only on Royal Caribbean. The Ultimate World Cruise is a 274-night cruise that covers 7 continents, 11 world wonders, 60-plus countries, and 150 destinations, and it departs on December 10th, 2023. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. So to get back to the COVID, so what happens if you test positive for COVID-19 while traveling? What happens if you're traveling and you test positive for COVID-19? So what will happen if you do find yourself testing positive for COVID-19 during your travels? What to do if I test positive on arrival? So you get to your destination and you hop off the plane and you then undergo additional screenings only to find out you are symptomatic. And remember, that is defined by the person examining you, not you. And in some countries like India, you might be subjected to random testing even if you show no signs of symptoms at all. And depending on where in the world you find yourself, the process would vary. But for the most part, following the detection of symptoms related to COVID-19, you would be swept away for testing and put in some form of isolation until your results return. If the test comes back as positive, you will most likely be forced to stay in quarantine until the mandate incubation period has ended and you are no longer at risk of spreading the virus. The range for this is usually no less than 10 days and all the way up to 21 days if you remain symptomatic. Once again, the details like the duration of the mandated quarantine requires will vary depending on where in the world you are currently located. Some of these stipulations even vary from city to city, not just individual countries. So make sure to do your research before you travel. Keyword, and we'll get into this more, is research. It's your responsibility to research what's needed. It's your responsibility to know what's needed when you travel. The definition of quarantine also varies widely. In some countries, it means just staying in your already booked hotel room or vacation rental, ordering room service and checking in via an app. If you're at a beach property, which is with a nice balcony, this might not seem like the worst thing in the world. For example, Sandals Resorts, if you come down with the virus at any of the Sandal Resorts, they will keep you in your room and they won't put you in some cold, dark place. But in others, it means staying locked in a government-chosen hotel, getting cold sandwiches delivered once a day. And you'll be the one paying for the lodging that some guests have compared to living in a cage. And you are well advised to have travel insurance that covers the cost of a quarantine. So what to do if I test positive during my travels? In this situation, you made it out of the airport and are having a great time enjoying your locale when suddenly you feel off. And then you just know because you've read all the signs and understand it got to be COVID-19. And the first step after you recognize what's going on is to make sure you stay out of close contact with other people. Next, you will need to get in touch with the local health department, who will set you up with testing. Most destinations ask that you do not go out in public to find a test so as to help decrease the chance of spreading the virus. The CDC provides an International Health Department directory, which you can find. And another helpful resource provided by CDC is the Guide to Healthcare While Traveling. Once you're identified, you'll be under a purview of local health departments at your destination. Again, your treatment will vary widely. You might be tempted to self-test and not report it, or to not test at all. Neither is prudent advice if you want to be a responsible traveler, protecting others as well as your own self-interest. So what to do if I test positive before boarding? Again, for those of you that's just now coming on board, it's your time to travel. It's my podcast. It's a radio show. It's hosted on TalkTainmentRadio.com. The first 30 minutes, I do a live shot on Facebook, and then the last 30 minutes, we come back and do on YouTube. So what to do if I test positive before boarding? Current testing requirements for flying make this scenario unlikely. Most countries, for example, requires a proof of a negative test to even enter the airport, let alone board the flight. You can find a full list of the rapidly developing requirements for travelers to Europe. And if for some reason you test positive before you board, it's vital that you isolate yourself from others as quickly as possible and you do not board the flight. You contact your doctor as soon as possible, and if you're at your home airport, return home and continue to isolate yourself from others. And if you're still at your destination, prepare for an extended stay at a hotel or government-chosen lodging. A stash of hotel points and or travel insurance will be invaluable in this situation. So what can you expect? Whether you come down with COVID-19 at the airport, mid-travels, the odds are that you will be required to isolate yourself from others. Mandatory isolation can range from staying inside your Airbnb or whatever combinations you have booked to four on-site run quarantine hotels. These are usually secluded facilities the government has designated to hold and isolate those with the virus. And they can range from the top-of-the-line accommodations to the most basic room. Once again, whether you can quarantine at a hotel or must stay at a quarantine hotel will depend on the country and its protocols. From my knowledge, so far right now, Jamaica probably has the best rules when it comes to quarantines. Some countries will actually foot the bill when visitors are required to quarantine at a government-mandated facility, but a significant number of countries will not. And if you are in a country that does not cover the charges, you will be held responsible for all the costs involved with quarantine. Some of those costs can be significant as well. The country of New Zealand, for example, charges around $2,100 US dollars per adult and $323 for children over the age of 3 to stay in a state-approved quarantine hotel. And as I mentioned, to my knowledge, Jamaica probably has the best policy for that. So how can you be prepared? Arming yourself with information and knowledge of the protocols for positive test results at the place or places you would visit is vital, not only for your safety and health, but also for your wallet. There's pandemic travel insurance. One of the best ways to protect yourself during your travels is with travel, with trip insurance. Whether it's in the pandemic era or not, but especially in this time of uncertainty. Not all insurance providers offer pandemic protection, though. It is exceptionally important to make sure to find a company that will protect you from the costs that can arise from COVID-related complications. Pandemic travel insurance plans, unlike regular travel insurance, will help to safeguard you from the problems and costs incurred for issues like trip cancellation due to borders closed. But potentially the most important coverage these plans will provide would be for both medical and quarantine costs. As mentioned earlier, if you do have to quarantine, the odds are that this cost will fall on you. Having pandemic travel insurance can cover this extra cost and keep you from having to fork out potentially thousands of extra dollars. And again, I refer back to Sandoz. Sandoz will provide that protection for you. They will provide that protection for you. In the worst case scenario, where hospitalization from complications due to COVID is required, pandemic travel insurance can make the difference between affordable health care and bankruptcy. If things really get bad, a proper insurance policy will even cover a flight out of the country to your home country. We've talked about this several times. I've had a fellow travel agent who was in Cancun and became ill, and she or her family couldn't raise the money fast enough to get her back to the States, and she died. And I had a brother-in-law that was overseas and became ill, didn't have travel insurance, and died. And the family had to come up with the money to get his body back to the States. So if you're traveling internationally, it's very important to have travel insurance. And each of these instances can cost travelers thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the level of care needed, the form of quarantine required, and more. Make sure to thoroughly research and compare insurance policies before purchasing one to make sure it provides all the essential coverage you may need. Note that some countries actually require travel insurance with pandemic protection in order to enter its borders. For a more thorough breakdown and comprehensive list of insurance companies, you can go to my website. On my website, I have an insurance company called TravelSafe, and they list all the things they provide for the pandemic. And the next word I have to say about this is research, research, research. Assume nothing when you're making your travel plans, and that means researching your destination, even if you're sure you know the entry requirements. It's important that you do your research. I have a friend leaving for Punta Cana in a few days, and I have to get with her and make sure that she's done her research. Her family didn't book it through Tire Stores and Travel, but you know, it's important that you're traveling out of the nation, that you research everything you need to know about that destination and what you need to do to get in and out of the country. And here's how not to forget what to do is you need to make a list and check it twice. The number one thing you should have on the list is your COVID-19 documentation. That includes a vaccination card, a copy of the card, a photo ID, a negative corona test taken within the required window of time, and even if you're traveling domestically and don't think you need it, take it anyway. You never know when requirements might change. For example, back in the early part of November, I traveled to New York City, and I took with me my vaccination card because I'm told in New York to get into restaurants or theaters or plays, you needed to show that you're fully vaccinated. And although we were there a couple of days, no one ever asked for the vaccination card. So listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-401-8339. Look, up in the sky, it's a superhero travel. Ricky Ty is from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com radio, the way it should be heard.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look, Up in the Sky is a superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And this part of the show, we're going to talk about the Ultimate World Cruise, which is only on Royal Caribbean. It's a 274-night cruise that covers 7 continents, 11 world wonders, 60-plus countries, and 150-plus destinations. Get ready to see the world in a whole new light, introducing the Ultimate World Cruise aboard Serenade of the Seas. And it debuts December 2023. You spend 274 nights bonding with like-minded explorers over global discoveries, and you connect with you connect with countless distinct cultures. You can soak up the most spectacular landscapes on Earth and marvel at world wonders that showcase mankind's boundless imagination. This is the World Cruise of World Cruises, and it can be booked with Tyus Tours and Travel, and you can reach me by calling 866-547-5362. So we're going to get into the Ultimate World Cruise on Royal Caribbean. The first part of the cruise starts December 10th, 2023, and it runs to February 11th, 2023. It's called Expedition Number 1. It's 64 nights. It departs from Miami, Florida. It's a once-in-a-lifetime journey that begins in Miami. You have luxurious, complimentary accommodations before embarking on the unforgettable first expedition of the Ultimate World Cruise. You'll go from postcard-perfect Caribbean shores, including the ABC Islands, to viewing abundant wildlife like sea lions, penguins, and whales roaming glacier-studded Antarctica. As you round Cape Horn, along the way, you discover world wonders in South America, including man-made marvels and extraordinary natural phenomena. Take in the largest Art Deco sculpture in the world, Christ the Reindeer in Rio. Also enjoy New Year's in Rio and behold the largest waterfall system on the planet near Buenos Aires. And explore Machu Picchu, one of the most iconic symbols of Peru's ancient heritage. And then sail up to the Yucatan Peninsula to discover hidden caves and discover rock formations along Land's End and Cabo San Lucas before exploring the rest of the trip. So that is part Expedition 1. So on the video right now, they're talking about the cruise, and it's showing all the destinations that you will cover if you do the whole 274-day cruise. Antarctica, it shows the different areas, the Wall of China, that you would be traveling to during this cruise. For example, Expedition Number 2, which is 87 nights, departs from Los Angeles, and it covers the wonders of Asia and the Pacific, and it sails from February 11th to May 9th, 2024. Venture miles from the ordinary in Australia and Asia on this expedition of the Ultimate World Cruise. Sail across the Pacific to explore Hawaii and discover the crystal clear waters in Tahiti, and then set out to explore Australia's Great Barrier Reef, the only living thing on the planet that's visible from space. You can visit natural beauty in Bali to one of the most iconic man-made wonders, the Great Wall of China. Explore South Pacific gems like Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore. Singapore would be an amazing city to visit. For picture-perfect panoramas and distinct local cuisine from the unparalleled culture in the modern Tokyo to the natural marvels of the seaside town, endless possibilities awaits you in Japan, and take in one of the most breathtaking sights in the world, the Taj Mahal. So, expedition number three, you're departing from Dubai. The Middle East treasures and marvels of the Mediterranean. This expedition of the Ultimate World Cruise brings history's greatest mysteries, myths, and legends closer than ever. From the amazing Dubai, you would be transported to another time as you uncover the ancient sites and old world cultures, discover world wonders left behind by the civilizations of the legendary pyramids and emperors and pharaohs, like the pyramids of Gizeh in Egypt, and countless renowned ruins across the Mediterranean. You'll go to Athens. You'll visit the Colosseum in Rome, and you'll also visit less traveled Greek ports like Olympia, which was once the site to honor Zeus and the location of the first Olympic Games. Then your journey continues to even more destinations known for their historic history, like the fortified walls of Split, Croatia, and exploration in other areas. And then the last part of it, expedition number four, is departing Barcelona. And this is the capital of cultures. So the final expedition of the Ultimate World Cruise is an immersement culture exploration starting in the Mediterranean, heading north, discovering the heart of Barcelona's bright architect. It savors new flavors across continents, like the indulgent lunch in Bristol, and a dinner in mint tea in Morocco. And it roams fascinating museums, theaters, and galleries in St. Petersburg. Next, you will get a glimpse into some of the happiest places on the planet when they talk about Scandinavia. Go from wandering countless bridges by bicycle in Copenhagen to taking a larger than life plants in Norway. Then get ready to experience another natural marvel, the otherworldly geothermal seawater at the Blue Lagoon in Iceland before stopping in New York on the way back to Miami. So, the Ultimate World Cruise, what's included? What's included is business class air, pre-cruise hotel and gala, premium transfers between airport, hotel, and ship. You get a deluxe beverage package, which basically means you could be drunk every night. Voom, surf and stream internet, shore excursions to all seven New World wonders if you're a platinum member and above in the Crown and Anchor Society. Wash and fold laundry services, and it also includes gratuities. So that's everything included in the Ultimate World Cruise. So there's some questions that was asked about the Ultimate World Cruise. The Ultimate Royal Cruise is the never-before-offered Royal Caribbean adventure that takes you on a 274-night journey around the world from December 10th, 2023 to September 10th, 2024. The adventure begins and ends in Miami, visiting all seven continents, 65 countries, and over 150 port of calls and 11 world wonders. More than 40 of the ports you'll visit are either rarely available on Royal Caribbean's other itineraries or brand new to Royal Caribbean. So get ready for the exploration of a lifetime. Book the Ultimate Royal Cruise early to ensure the best accommodation throughout the entire voyage. So there's some questions that people asked about the cruise. And the first question that they asked is that, can they take portions of the Ultimate Royal Cruise? And the answer is yes. The four expeditions that make up the Ultimate Royal Cruise will open for sale December 2021. Round the Horn, Americas, and Antarctica Expedition, which is December 10th, 2023 to February 11th, 2024, is 64 nights and 34 destinations. Wonders of Asia and Pacific sails February 11th to May 9th, 2024, is 87 nights, 40 destinations. Middle East Treasures and Marvels sails May 9th, 2024 to July 10th, 2024, is 63 nights and 44 destinations. The Capital of Culture Expedition sails July 10th, 2024 to September 10th, 2024. It is 63 nights and 40 destinations. And you can book just a portion of the world cruise if you don't want to do the entire world cruise. And the starting price for the world cruise, the 274-day cruise, is very, very expensive. Very expensive. Interior stateroom starts at about $61,000, and that's based on double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses of $4,667 per person are additional and are subject to change at any time. All starting prices listed are per person in U.S. dollars, and it's cruise only, and it's based on double occupancy and are subject to change any time. Pay in full by January 6, 2023 for savings of 10% on starting lead rate. Pricing for all four expeditions will be announced once these sailings become available to book in December 2021. So the ship that they're using is the Serenade of the Sea, which I've sailed on. I sailed on Serenade of the Sea when we flew down to Puerto Rico and did a Southern Caribbean cruise. It is a fair ship. It's not the biggest ship in the world, but I'm not sure if they need a big ship for this expedition. And again, it's offered on the Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Sea. What benefits are included when booking the Ultimate World Cruise or one of the four expeditions? Guests who join us for the entire Ultimate World Cruise will receive the following inclusions: embarkation amenities, which is round trip business airfare, pre-cruise hotel and gala, premium transfers between airport, hotel, and ship. And again, the onboard amenities is the deluxe beverage package, their internet service for the entire ship or cruise, gratuities for the entire voyage, wash and fold laundry service. And if you're a Crown and Anchor guest who holds a platinum status and above, you will receive the exclusive benefit of being included in excursions to the seven New World wonders. Guests who join us for one of the four expeditions will receive the following inclusions, which is basically the same. It's the deluxe beverage package, internet service, gratuities, and wash and fold laundry service. If confirmed on the world cruise, is the guest able to disembark at any point and then rejoin the ship at a different port later? Yes, providing local regulations allow it, the cost of the ultimate cruise is not prorated for any elected days missed. What's included in the Seven World Wonder Shore Excursion Package for the Ultimate World Cruise, and when will you have more details about them? The Seven New Wonder World Shore Excursion Package is complimentary to Ultimate World Cruise guests who have achieved Platinum, Crown, and Anchor Society status and above. This includes excursions to the seven New World wonders, including Cozumel, Christ the Reindeer in Rio de Mocopucho in Lima, the Great Wall of China in Beijing, and the Taj Mahal, the Colosseum in Rome. All that would be included if you're Shore and Anchor client with a Platinum Crown status. So my question is, who would go on a cruise for 274 days? I would do it if I had a sponsor to pay for the initial cost of the cruise. I would do it and report every single day what's going on. 274 days, I could escape right around December and not come back till September. But with all the things going on cruise ships these days, it'd be totally amazing if you make the entire cruise. Totally amazing if you make the entire cruise. Some of the other questions that people had, and by the way, one of the videos that we just posted already had over 2,000 views of that video. So this may actually sell out pretty fast. People want to know if they can upgrade their stateroom. And they want to ensure that guests are able to remain in the same stateroom for the duration of the 274 nights sailing. The stateroom you select at the time of booking will be your stateroom for the duration of your cruise. If you are considering an upgrade, we suggest you make it a full journey experience. What is the payment schedule for the Ultimate World Cruise? To reserve a stateroom in the Ultimate World Cruise, a non-refundable deposit is required. Final payment must be received by Royal Caribbean 180 days prior to cruise departure. For bookings created within 180 days prior to cruise departure, final payment must be received within 48 hours of booking. As an early payment bonus, guests will receive an additional 10% discount if they pay in full by January 6, 2023. Can I use future cruise credits towards the cost of the ultimate cruise? Valid future cruise credits are accepted as a form of payment towards the ultimate world cruise. Can I add three or fourth guests in the stateroom for the ultimate world cruise? Yes, you can add a third and fourth guest to your stateroom, and they will receive the same package benefits. It says, I see we're going to Africa during the Ultimate World Cruise. Will you offer an African safari shore excursion? Yes. We're excited to offer land safaris and look forward to sharing more details once our full lineup of shore excursions are available. Refunds. Why is the Ultimate World Cruise only offered as non-refundable? Will a refundable option be available once the regional once the regional parts of it is open for sale? The Ultimate World Cruise is a unique adventure that has never before been offered by Royal Caribbean, and we want to ensure that our guests who are committed to sharing this experience with us receive priority placement. To preserve this unique experience, all sailings aboard the Serenade of the Sea from December 10th, 2023 to September 10th, 2024 would be offered as non-refundable. So one of the questions that people ask is, how should I pack? If you remember the first part of the cruise, you start off in Miami, you head to the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, and then after that you go to Antarctica. So how do you pack? How do you plan to pack for a 274-day cruise? Comfortable attire for day excursions. Staple pieces you can repeat and clothes you can layer should be at the top of your packing list. Remember to consider the changing climates and different cultures you'll experience throughout your journey. Rest assured that our shops on board and stores in port will give you plenty of opportunities to add to your wardrobe as the adventure unfolds. What travel documents do you need to bring with you for the Ultimate World Cruise? Now, you got to remember, the Ultimate World Cruise is 274 days. Documentation requirement depends on each guest's citizenship and date of travel and are specific to the countries being visited. We recommend that your passport is valid for a minimum of 6 months past the end date of your voyage. To see what documentation is currently required for the countries included in the Ultimate World Cruise, they suggest you visit cibtvisas.com or call 1-800-929-2428. Make sure to mention you are traveling on the Royal Caribbean Ultimate World Cruise. Will you offer luggage service and provide luggage storage on board the Ultimate World Cruise? We are partnering with a specialty luggage service provider, which will give you the option to send your bags to the ships ahead of your cruise. Luggage storage on board would be offered to our passengers embarking on the entire Ultimate World Cruise, as well as those booking one of the four expeditions. So, on all my website pages, at the bottom of my pages, I list down there how to travel luggage free. So when they mention that they've partnered with a service provider, luggage free is one of the service providers that will pick your luggage up at your home. And if you're cruising, or even if you're staying in a hotel, your luggage would be at the hotel on the cruise ship in your room when you get there. And it's something that Tyus Tours and Travel has always offered. And now on this Ultimate World Cruise, Royal Caribbean is also offering it too. Will you cover my parking at the pier if I'm on the Ultimate World Cruise? Parking is not included in the Ultimate World Cruise, but you probably should have somebody drop you off. So we've just talked about the Ultimate World Cruise only on Royal Caribbean. If you have any other further questions, you can give me a call at 866-547-5362. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com.